This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My beloved brothers and sisters, Morocco and Libya have recently been through disaster. It would be wrong for us to stand on the pulpit and not to mention what has struck our brothers and sisters in a humongous way. We got up hearing about an earthquake in Morocco where thousands of people lost their lives. Destruction unimaginable occurred within a few seconds by the will of Allah. Yes, there are people who might want to have a few theories of what happened or did not happen. That is not the discussion today. What I know is that I lost brothers and sisters in their thousands who belong to this ummah. They are my brothers and sisters just like they are yours. The first step is for us to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It should hurt us and pain us if you're a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we are like one body. If a small portion of it is in pain, the entire body is in pain. The minute we heard of this loss, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we are saddened. We say we belong to Allah and we are all going to return to Allah. Thereafter, the first thought that should come to our minds and hearts is, how can I help? And the quickest help is to render a quick dua, to supplicate to Allah immediately. Oh Allah, make it easy for them. Oh Allah, protect them. Oh Allah, grant them goodness. Oh Allah, alleviate their suffering. Oh Allah, be there for them. Oh Allah, you alone know why this happened. We will never understand the wisdom of Allah. Never. You alone know why it has happened. Oh Allah, help them. Thereafter, in the following days, we heard of one of the worst floods that have occurred in our continent, happening in Libya. My brothers and sisters, it is so severe that more people lost their lives in the floods and continue to this moment losing their lives than those who were lost in the earthquake, which was bad enough anyway. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The reason I address this matter today is because it is of concern for the entire ummah. When you and I show a concern for others, Allah Almighty appoints those who will show concern for us. If you are not concerned for what is going on around you, that is your own destruction and the destruction of communities and societies. Because if I am not going to ensure that my brother is safe from drowning, a day will come when I am on the same boat and I shall drown too. And the beauty is, Allah's help comes only to those who are busy helping others. When Allah did not need you and I to help others, He could have done it on His own, but in His divine system, He has kept it such that I want to give you the opportunity. I want to give you the chance. Yet I could do it without you. Do you really think Allah needs me to help those people? Allah does not need me, but He has given me an opportunity. And by the way, not only those people, but even those around me right now who might be struggling. When any cause comes to you, it is Allah who made it come to you. What are you going to do about it? You need to have a good heart, number one. Pray, number two. Reach out through your prayers, show a concern, and then do whatever you can to help. And Allah will help you as a result. And not only that, when you give something, it is sowing a seed, as though you have sown the seed of a tree or a plant that is going to bring about lots of fruit and shade for you, not just in this world, but in the hereafter too. More importantly, in the hereafter. So whenever you give something fi sabilillah, even if you have less, you have given something to reach out to those who don't have what you have, Allah becomes pleased with you. And it is your investment, the fruit of which you shall derive in this world and the next. مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ. No one's wealth has ever become depleted because of a charity they gave, something they gave. My brothers and sisters, people say, was it the punishment of Allah? Why did Allah destroy these people? Why did Allah destroy nations? When you look at Libya, in a few minutes, the flooding, and there are videos that are online that confirm this. We are living in an age of technology, so no one has an excuse. We are living in an age where I have seen, and you may see, or you might have already seen what has happened. Yes, we need to be careful while living in this age of technology to ensure that we are not duped by that which is fake and created and artificial and so on. But you know what I am saying. When we have seen something and the devastation of it, ask Allah to protect you from ever being inflicted by such damage in your own lives. When I want protection, I am helpless. Besides the help of Allah, what do I have? If Allah wants to destroy, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Are the people of the valleys or the towns really at ease that Allah will not punish them while they are asleep, perhaps taking a nap of the afternoon? We are not safe except by the safety of Allah. And if you want that, you need to show concern for those who have struggled, rather than getting into the debate as to whether this was a punishment or a test from Allah for them. Worry about yourself and myself. If it was a punishment for them, how did it change your life? Have you moved? Have you stopped the bad habits? Have you stopped your adultery and your gambling and your intoxicants? And have you stopped the haram? If the answer is no, are you not just waiting for something worse? May Allah forgive us. May Allah strengthen us. If Allah takes you away in a condition that He is pleased with you, no matter how you died, you are successful. No matter how you died. If Allah has softened your heart before He took you away, wallahi, He has blessed you. But if you are drifting further away from Allah every day, you have none other to blame than yourself. فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Don't ever blame anyone besides yourself. My brother, my sister, death is not a bad thing, but how you died may make it bad for you and I. May Allah take us away in a condition that He is pleased with us. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make a dua. Oh Allah, keep me alive for as long as you know that life is better for me. And oh Allah, take me away for when you know that it is better for me to die. Why that dua? Because you and I don't know. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh Allah, the turner of the hearts, turn our heart towards your deen, not away from it. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, we should be reaching out to our brothers and sisters who are struggling no matter where they are. Yes, I do know the circle starts off very small, where you should look at your relatives, your families, your tribes, your people, and then your nation, your country, and then you move out to others who are further and further and further away. When you have money for charity, the first people you look at is your kith and kin, your family, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your relatives, your uncles, your aunts, and so on. Those are ذوي القربى. وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. Look at how Allah starts with ذوي القربى. Allah says, give. Who should I give? ذوي القربى. You start off with ذوي القربى first, and then you go to مسكين and ابن السبيل. And you know what that means. Those who are poor, those who perhaps don't have homes and so on. Yeah, the circle continues, and not everyone has the same capacity. So do not belittle the little that comes from a person who might not have as much as you do. Because that again is failure. In Islam, we are taught there are two aspects. One is the figure and two is the blessings. Sometimes there is the best of both. You have a person who managed to give so much and it is filled with blessings. A lot will be achieved. But sometimes someone cannot give that much, but it is filled with blessings. Which is more important, the figure or the blessing? Wallahi, in our deen, we are taught that the blessing is more important. When you earn, ask Allah for blessings before you ask Him for figures. Today we ask for figures before we ask for blessings. The blessings will come, don't worry, first give me the figure. MashaAllah. May Allah give us the best of both. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. My brothers and sisters, when we have been giving or receiving and we are void of blessing, it is only because of the first word that I told you at the beginning of this khutbah. We don't have a connection with Allah. That's why. It is impossible for someone not to be blessed when he has a connection with Allah. He is happy even if he has zero naira. Even if he has nothing, he's content. Do you know why? There are blessings in his life that are priceless. He has something that no value can be attached to. It is the relationship with Allah. If I were to go now, if you were to go now, where will you go? That's a question. If you die today, if the earth opens up like it has opened up in societies and communities, not very far from us here in Africa recently, and it has swallowed the people while they were asleep, if this earth has to open up and it is the same earth and take you and I right now, whoever's heart is clean and clear is fortunate to go while he is in the house of Allah. Whereas people right now could have been in a place where they are disobeying Allah. Where will they go? How will they go? The question is, if I go now, where am I going? Did you prepare for it? Did I prepare for it? Good news to you, my brothers and sisters. The fact that Allah allowed you to come to His house today is a sign of Allah's love. Continue with it. But Allah says to you and I, compulsory is not just one prayer in the week. It is five prayers a day. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Imagine your time of death is written at the time of Salatul Asr on a Friday, for example, and you are not in the masjid, you are in the wrong place. If you were a person frequenting the masjid, where would you have been? That's the question. Whereas at the same time, another person could pass away and he was in the masjid, but the timing was exactly the same. It might have been the moment when he was in sujood and Allah took him away. Who was blessed and who was not blessed? What would you like? رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. A person whose heart is always hanging in the masjid. I'm concerned, salah, the next salah, another masjid, a masjid. Let me go to this masjid. When I'm traveling, I will stop this masjid, that masjid. What is it that is so big about a masjid? Wallahi, it is the place where you can engage in an act of worship in the house of the one who owns entire creation in a way that you are the closest ever to him. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest you can get to your Lord is while you are in prostration. Imagine you are taken in that condition. What are the chances? Well, if you don't pray, the chances are zero. And if you pray more, the chances are more. And if you ask Allah, Allah already knows. And if you are kind, Allah will give you a good death. What is the dua of a believer? Oh Allah, grant me a good death. It is known as Husnul Khatima. Allahumma inni as'aluka Husnul Khatima. Make that dua. Oh Allah, I ask you for a good death. You've given me so much. You have not embarrassed me on earth. You have covered my faults. You have kept me so good. You have shown me destruction of others in such a way that I have taken heed. I fear your anger, oh Allah. I fear displeasing you. I love you, oh Allah. You made me, oh Allah. Grant me a good and honorable death where you are pleased with me and where I can go in a way that is not going to be embarrassment for me after my death. May Allah grant us all a good death. My brothers, my sisters, there is no option. You have to go. Guess what? Allah has already chosen how you are going to go. Just continue to ask Him. Because those blessings, when they come, they will be the best. How do I achieve blessings? Turn to Allah. Change your ways, your habits. Every time you see disaster on earth, let it be ibrah. Let it be a lesson. فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. O you who have foresight. O you who have intellect. O you who can see. Take heed. Draw lesson from what? What has happened to others. If what happens to others in terms of negativity did not move yourself and myself, we are at a loss. One of the reasons Allah allows us to witness what has happened to others is for us to take heed and change our lives. Allah has blessed you. Allah has given you. Is it so difficult to abstain from haram? Is it so difficult to do halal and enjoy halal? Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, it's not difficult. Do it for the sake of Allah. He will grant you a blessing that is unmatched. He will give you a death, and not just a death, but even your life in a way that you will be pleased. The best day ever will be the day that you will return to Allah and meet Him. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina awakhiraha wa khayra a'malina khawatimaha. Oh Allah, let the best of our days be our last days, and let the best of our deeds be the last deeds. How will that happen if we are not moving in that direction? My deeds are becoming worse and worse as I grow older. How do you expect to have the best of your deeds being your last? Do you know why that dua is there? Let me explain. Allah is so merciful that He will judge you based on your ending, not based on your beginning. No matter what you've done up to today, it is deleted if you change, if you seek Allah's forgiveness. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Oh Allah, forgive our shortcomings. Oh Allah, expiate the bad that we did, convert it into good on the good side of the scale through the tawbah that we are engaging in as you have promised. And oh Allah, resurrect us with those who are righteous. Imagine when we are resurrected on the day of judgment and you see around you good people, you can be happy. You already know my hisab is going to be easy, inshallah. Imagine you get up on the day of judgment around you, hey, who are you seeing? Wallahi, some really amazing, beautiful souls. But imagine getting up and all those people you see around you are criminals. Then what? Doom. That's why the hadith says, before you get into your grave, there are a few questions you are going to be asked, just as an introductory into the hereafter. What is it? Salah. As-salah, as-salah. Did you pray? Why is prayer so important? Allah does not need it. You need it. I need it. Why is it so important? It streamlines your life. It keeps you in check. It helps you balance. It makes sure that you can abstain from haram. If you are concerned about one salah after the next, your wudu needs to be intact. If that is the case, you will be protected. The devil even feels ashamed because your mind is actually worried about the prayer, not about the sin. That's why salah. Salah, salah. It will help you in this world and the next. It creates a noor and a light on your face. When people see you, you are pleasant. You are pleasant. They know this is an honest, upright man. How do you know? I just get the feeling. Don't you hear people say that? By the way, some of these feelings are wrong. Because I tell you, when you yourself are evil, you will never pick up who's right and wrong. Mostly. A bad man can only be attracted to another bad man. It happens, unless Allah has had mercy on you. But when you are generally a decent person, you feel comfortable with others. Why? There is something in common. What is it? The blessing of Allah. May Allah help us and guide us to distinguish. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu intattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. What a powerful verse. O you who believe, if you are conscious, if you have the correct relationship with Allah, if you fear the punishment of Allah, and if you fear angering Allah, and you have a beautiful connection with Allah, He will give you the ability to distinguish. Furqan, criterion, to be able to tell right from wrong, good from bad, good people from bad people. Allah will guide you. In my life, there are so many decisions to be made. How do I know which decision I should make? I need to ask Allah's help. And if I have a connection with Allah, Allah will give me the guidance. Ittaqi firasat al-mu'mini fa'innahu yanzuru binurillahi. When there is a believer, you need to watch out. He knows. Allah blesses him with foresight. From who? From Allah alone. So look at how disasters that happen across the globe ought to teach us lesson while we are reaching out to them. Feel for everyone. Reach out to everyone. Remember, a duty of us as Muslimin is to give people who don't have what we have what we have. It's part of your iman. One of your pillars of faith is zakat. You have something, that guy doesn't have it. If you have more, then Allah says, listen, whether you like it or not, dig in your pocket, take out 2.5%. There's the man, give it to him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I'm just giving you an example. Allah tells you, you have. Yes, I have. Okay? There is a guy there who doesn't have. Okay, he doesn't have. You have more excess. Yes, you are going to take it out and give it there. That is a pillar of Islam. There is great benefit in this. Allah wants you to soften, to say this is temporary. Everything you have today, you are going to leave it on earth. Everything is going to stay here. You are not going to take a thing. The only thing you go with is your deeds. What you spent, your name is written next to it. What you have not yet spent, someone else's name is going to be written next to it. May Allah help us to use things in the correct way. My brothers and sisters, let's turn to Allah. I ask Allah to help those brothers and sisters of ours in Libya and Morocco. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use us to help them through our dua and through whatever means we can. And I ask Allah to let it be a lesson for all of us. May Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah grant us Jannah the day He takes us. Sometimes people die lying on their beds, but one wonders whether they are going to Jannah or Jahannam. Whereas sometimes Allah has taken people away in what might appear to be a violent storm, but they may be martyrs going to Jannah. So we ask Allah to make it easy for those who are left behind. There are little children who are left with nobody. There are people who have nothing. There are boys and girls whose families have been wiped out. They are the only ones remaining. There are communities that are no longer existing. There are towns that have disappeared into thin air, gone. May Allah Almighty never do that to us. May Allah Almighty protect us. May Allah Almighty never test us with tests that are too difficult for us to pass. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'ani wa sunnati wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihima min al-ayati wal hikmati aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.